Victoria State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From historic Wide Auditorium, Ron Slaymaker Court in downtown Emporia, Kansas, good evening and welcome to Emporia State Hornet Basketball. As tonight, the Emporia State Lady Hornets take on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Emporia State looking to gain a little momentum as they head into the MIAA tournament that begins next Wednesday. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ballgame, brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, they come in with a record of 20-6. They are 15-5 in the MIAA. They're coached by Amanda David, who's in her fifth season at Pittsburgh State. 88-48 is her overall record. And this is the lineup that she will go with tonight. At the point guard spot will be Harper Schreiner, the 5'8 freshman out of Eudora, Kansas, averaging 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. She'll be joined in the backcourt by Aaron Davis, a 5'8 graduate student out of Independence, Missouri, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. Also at a guard, Tristan Gagg, 5'7 graduate student out of Altamont, Kansas, averaging 15 points and 2 rebounds. At a forward spot, Grace Pyle, 5'11 sophomore from McPherson, averaging 14 points and 6 rebounds. And in the post will be Karina Gerber, 6-foot sophomore from Halstead, averaging 14 points and 7 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, 13-13 on the season, 8-12 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn. He's in his fifth year. 92-50 is his overall record. And this is the lineup Emporia State will go with tonight. At the guard spots, Treasure Job, 5'7 junior out of Wichita South. She's averaging 22 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at the guard, Victoria Price, a 5'8 junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, transfer from Utah State, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. At a forward spot, Sydney Tenner, 5'10 junior out of Amarillo, Texas, transfer from Seward County, averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds. Also getting the start tonight will be Mary Lake, 6'4 senior out of Peoria, Illinois, transfer from Chicago State and Kansas State. She's averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds. Also in the starting lineup tonight, Audrey Beatty, the 6'2 freshman from Aubrey, Texas, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds a ball game. So Coach Toby Wynn opting to go with a little larger lineup tonight and starting his two post players and seeing if maybe that will help them out as they get ready to take on these Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Our referees for tonight's bowl game, as assigned by the MIAA, our referee is Jeff Stromgren. Our umpires are Rich Brewer and Darius Daniel. Our starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State and their Home whites with black letters. Power E on the front with the number. And Pittsburgh State in the road black with red numbers and letters and the gold trim around those numbers and letters. In the center circle, Audrey Beatty, and she'll be jumping up against Karina Gerbers. We are about set for basketball. The ball's in the air, and the tip goes to Pittsburgh State. They'll play to the basket to our left as we view it here courtside. Hope you enjoy it. Emporia State opening up with her man-to-man defensive pressure. In the paint, this is Pyle. Out near the three-point stripe, working against Sydney Tinner. Here's a three that's on the way, and it's good from the left elbow by Harper Schreiner. And she gives Pittsburgh State the early 3-0 lead. Treasure Jobe into front court for Emporia State. Pittsburgh State will go man-to-man with their defense. Treasure has it here on the right side of the floor. Dribbles it to the left side. Gets a couple of screens. Nobody open down low. Tap the key goes to Mary Lakes. Mary wondering where I go with the basketball. Picks it up, almost lost it, has it knocked free. She's able to retrieve it. Now she goes down low to Audrey Beatty, and the pass goes through her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover Emporia State. 9:14 to go here in the first quarter. 3-0 Pittsburgh State. Across the timeline with the basketball, Schreiner has it out front, working against Audrey Beatty. Takes it out on the wing left side. Now gets it inside the paint to Gerber. Shot blocked by Mary Lakes, but the foul's going to be called on Mary. As she got not only the ball, but the arm. And this will put Pittsburgh State at the free throw line in Karina Gerber. Gerber on the season, a 83% free throw shooter. As a team, Pittsburgh State shoots 78% from the free throw line. First free throw is up and good for Karina Gerber. One minute into this first quarter of basketball. Second free throw is also good for Karina Gerber. Makes it a 5-0 start for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Treasure Jobe will walk the ball into front court for Emporia State, picked up defensively by Aaron Davis. Not much movement from Emporia State right now as they wait for the shot clock to get down to 17. Here's Treasure Jobe in the lane. Tries to dump it down low to Aubrey Beatty, and the pass gets stolen away by Pittsburgh State. Grace Pyle with a steal, and Emporia State looks a little out of sync. Here's a three-point shot off the mark. No good. Rebound to Treasure Jobe, and Treasure turns, heads up the floor. Has it on the wing left side. Goes between behind the back with a dribble. Picks up the dribble. Feeds it off to Sydney Tinner on the left side. Sydney goes to the dribble. Now takes it out front. Gives it top the key to Audrey Beatty. Audrey gives it off to Treasure Jobe. Almost has it stolen away. She's able to get the ball back. Able to keep the dribble alive. Looking down low. Kicks it out to Mary Lakes. Mary, with 5 seconds on the shot clock, gives it off to Victoria Price. Drives to the basket and has it knocked away from her. Picked up by Mary Lake, and we're going to get a shot clock violation on Emporia State. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 5-0 Pittsburgh State, 7:56 to play here in the first quarter. Free throw line jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound to Mary Lakes, missing the shot was Grace Pyle, and Emporia State comes the other way. Cindy Tinter gives it off to Treasure Jobe. Treasure tells Cindy, go to the other left side of the floor. Treasure, free throw circle, shoots it up from the free throw line. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State there to corral the basketball. Harper Schreiner, Schreiner across the timeline, has it out front. Audrey Beatty sagging on her defensively behind the free throw line. Shot up and good for Harper Schreiner. That gives her 5 points in the game, and it's a 7-0 start for Pittsburgh State. Lady Hornets have taken only one shot so far in this first half. Pittsburgh State 1-for-3 from the floor, 1-for-2 beyond the arc. Treasure Jobe has the middle of the floor. Emporia State goes 4 across the free throw line, spread out from sideline to sideline, and here's a great anticipation by Grace Pyle. Picks off the pass. The layup at the other end is good. And Pittsburgh State out to a 9-0 lead, and Coach Toby Wynn says, I need a timeout. 6:55 to play here in the first quarter. Pittsburgh State out to a 9-0 lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. have questions about some of the functions, we're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
6:54 to play, first quarter, 9-0. Pittsburgh State with a lead on Emporia State. Hornets make a substitution. Faith Paramore checks in, replacing Mary Lakes. Victoria Price with the basketball, gives it out to Faith Paramore. Faith working on the wing right side, tries to drive to the baseline, pulls up from 15, shot up and good. Faith Paramore gets things going for Emporia State. She's coming off a 20-point effort against the Lincoln Blue Tigers on Saturday. Pittsburgh State in the front court. This is Schreiner working against Faith Paramore. Gives it free throw circle to Gerber. Gerber down the lane, shot partially blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Audrey Beatty. Got her with the body. For Audrey, that will be her first personal foul, and this will put Pittsburgh State's Karina Gerber back to the free throw line, where she is 2-for-2 here in the first quarter. First free throw is good for Gerber. Gives her 3 points in the game. She'll get a second free throw here. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 10:15 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Second free throw is also good for Karina Gerber. She has 4 points and it's an 11-2 Pittsburgh State lead by 9. Audrey Beatty has the ball out front, picks up the dribble, gives it off to Treasure, or try to pass it off to Treasure Joe. Pass out of the reach of Treasure, and turnover gives it right back to Pittsburgh State. Hopping off the bench will be Elena Hartman for Emporia State. She'll replace Audrey Beatty. 11-2 Pittsburgh State. Lady Hornets have only taken 2 shots here in this first quarter. It's not about making them, it's about taking them. Driving to the basket, it's Schreiner, and she scores. 7 points for Harper Schreiner. It's a 13-2 and 11-point Pittsburgh State lead. Treasure Joe will bring it across the timeline. Asks for a screen from Sydney Tinner, now gives it off to Sydney. Sydney now passes the left side, Elena Hartman. Elena skips it over on the right side with a pass to Victoria Price. A little stop and go. Spins, lost the dribble. Turnover gives it back to Pittsburgh State. In the front court with the basketball, Pyle gives it off to Schreiner. Now they kick it back out front to Pyle. Pyle with the basketball, working against Victoria Price. Picks up the dribble. Now top the key. It goes to Schreiner. Out beyond the three-point stripe. Now they go lane line. This is Gerber, shot up in and out, no good, rebound. Faith Paramore comes up with it, and Emporia State gets the basketball. Paramore into front court. Long three, up and off the back iron, no good. Long rebound to Pittsburgh State. Coming up with the basketball, Aaron Davis, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it off to Schreiner on the wing right side, three-point shot's good. 10 points for Schreiner, and they have to figure out she's knocking down threes right now. Coming into this game, she's only made 7 threes. And she has a couple of them already here in this first quarter at 16-2. 14-point lead for Pittsburgh State with 4:33 to play in the first quarter. Not a great start for Emporia State. Here's Treasure Joe from the free throw line. Dishes it left side. Faith Paramore, 15-footer, up and no good. Rebound battled for her, losing it out of bounds. Victoria Price, she couldn't grab the handle. Ball goes right back to Pittsburgh State. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 16-2 Pittsburgh. Here's a feed along the lane line to Gerber. Kicks it out for a three. Shot off the mark. No good for Schreiner. Rebound to Emporia State. Faith Paramore dishes it off. Elaine Hartman, left wing three. Off the mark. No good. A rebound to Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle. Quick outlet to Schreiner. Schreiner pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it along the lane line to Gerber. Her shot no good. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore, and Emporia State will get the basketball back. Trailing 16-2 with 3:42 to play in the first quarter. Treasure Job still looking for her first basket. Gets in the lane, gets fouled before she can get to the hoop. They'll call the foul before the shot. Picking up the personal foul will be Tristan Gagg. That is her first team foul on Pittsburgh State. Substitutions for Emporia State. Katie Harina checks in, replacing Sydney Tenner, and Mary Lakes also checks in, and setting down will be Victoria Price. Pittsburgh State will send in Sydney Holmes, a 5'9 sophomore from Mays. Also checking into the lineup will be Jenna Shipley, a 5'9 sophomore from Adrian, Missouri. Tristan Gagg sits down, and so does Grace Pyle. Emporia State plays it into Treasure Job in the lane to the basket. Layup is good for Treasure Job. That's her first basket of the ball game. Second basket for Emporia State here in the first quarter. They trail it 16-4 with 3:24 to play in the first quarter. This is Schreiner out front. Shovels it off to Shipley. Shipley, lane line right, needing some help. Trying to drive down along the baseline. That was Davis. She'll kick it out to Holmes. Now Holmes trying to drive with the basketball in the lane. Her shot is up and bounces in. She got the lucky bounce. She has two, and it's an 18-4, 14-point lead for Pittsburgh State with 2:56 to play first quarter. Treasure Job across the timeline for Emporia State. Feeds it right side. Katie Harina goes down low. Mary Lakes backs in against the defense. Spins. Shot is partially blocked. She's fouled. She'll be at the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State will be Karina Gerber. And this will put Mary Lakes at the free throw line. And if you're Pittsburgh State, you look across the line and you see that Mary Lakes doesn't shoot free throws very well. And if you got enough people on the bench, you could probably foul her all night long. Mary only shoots 39% from the free throw line. She's made 11 of 28 free throw attempts, make it 11 of 29, and she misses the first one. Second free throw coming for Mary, and this one is also bouncing off no good, and the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Alba Lalonzo Davila. At the other end, layup missing for Pittsburgh State. Rebound gets tipped out. Katie Harina at the other end, driving to the basket. Layup is good for Katie Harina. Liked the hustle that time. She just picked up the basketball and went straight to the rim. 18-6, Pittsburgh. This is Schreiner. Shot gets blocked by Faith Paramore. She tried to drive to the basket. Feet up the floor, gets intercepted by Pittsburgh State Shipley. Shipley brings it into front court. She gets the ball knocked away from her by Katie Harina. And Jeff Strongbrun said, Katie, you're the last one to touch it. It'll remain Pittsburgh basketball. Andre Beatty will check back into the lineup for Emporia State. Setting down will be Mary Lakes, and checking in for Pittsburgh State will be Tristan Gagg. Setting down for the Gorillas will be Aaron Davis. Pittsburgh will have to play inbounds across the way on the sideline. They played inbounds to Harper Schreiner. Schreiner, free throw circle. Now feeds it left side. This is Shipley, and she traveled with it. Turnover gives it to Emporia State. Lady Hornets will get the basketball back. Checking in for Emporia State will be Victoria Price, and she will replace Faith Paramore. So it's Treasure Job, Elena Hartman, Victoria Price, Andre Beatty, and Katie Harina on the floor for Emporia State with 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. Treasure Job with the basketball goes from left to right. Top the key, it goes Andre Beatty. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Gives it back to Treasure. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Takes it in the paint. Puts up the shot. It hits the front end of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. 18-6, Pittsburgh State. 1:22 to play. Katie Harina knocks a dribble pass away and knocks it out of bounds. It remains Pittsburgh State basketball with 13 seconds on the shot clock. This will be Holmes across the way to play it inbounds. Plays it into Schreiner. Schreiner out front, tries to drive in the lane, feeds it off on the paint. Pass gets knocked away momentarily by Treasure Job. Now they work it to Gagg in the deep left corner, and she knocks down the three. Her first basket of the ball game, a three-pointer in the deep left corner. She was left unguarded as Emporia State was scrambling for a moment for a loose basketball and came up empty. 21-6, Pittsburgh State, 57 seconds to go. Top the key, Audrey Beatty. Picks up the dribble, gives it off to Treasure Joe. Treasure will guard, throw up a three, nails it. A Hare Crafters three for Treasure Joe. Makes it 21-9. Kalmar Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hare Crafters. 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Elena Harmon comes up empty on a steal attempt. Here's a shot in the paint that's blocked. Holmes had her shot blocked, but Pittsburgh State ends up with it. Holmes kicks it in the corner to Schreiner to Gag for three, in and out, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Emporia State didn't box off. And there to get the offensive rebound and the stick back for the Gorillas will be Sydney Holmes. 23-9, Pittsburgh State. As we now down to 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Treasure Job in the lane from seven. Shot off the back iron, no good. Rebound goes right to Victoria Price. She gets bumped as she puts up the shot. Nothing called. Missed the shot and the game clock expires and the first quarter is in the books. And a rough one for Emporia State as Pittsburgh State has a 23-9 lead over the Emporia State Hornets after the first quarter of play. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do with sentimental jewelry that isn't quite your style, or maybe you want to pass down a piece of jewelry in a new way. Hi, this is Carrie at Carrie's Diamonds, and we would love to work with you to update your outdated jewelry. We have a dedicated on-site jeweler that can update those outdated pieces and make them something you can be proud to wear or pass down. So don't let those meaningful pieces collect dust. Let's get creative and redesign or repair them and give them new life at Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
23-9 our score as we go to the second quarter. Pittsburgh State with the lead over the Emporia State Hornets. In that first quarter, Emporia State just 4 for 10 from the floor. That's 40%. That's not a bad percentage. 1 for 3 beyond the arc. 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Pittsburgh State 8 of 17 from the floor, 47%. 3 of 6 beyond the arc, 50. And 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Both teams with 8 rebounds here in the first quarter. Katie Harina, Victoria Price, Treasure Job, Audrey Beatty, and Sydney Tinner on the floor for Emporia State. Treasure Job with the basketball, drives in the paint. Kicks it out to Sydney Tinner. She'll shoot the 3. That one's off the mark. And the rebound to Pittsburgh State. They lob it up the floor. Layup at the other end is good for Lozano Davila. And Pittsburgh State leads it 25-9. Treasure Job with the basketball. Trying to work around a screen. Takes it in the paint. Shoots it up from 10. Left it short. Rebound loose on the floor. Oh. And we're going to get a jump ball. Alternate possession will give it to Pittsburgh State. Probably should have been a travel as Davila was sitting on the floor and rolled with the basketball. Normally it's a travel. 9 minutes to go here in the first half. It's been all Pittsburgh State. This is Davis with the basketball. Gives it off to Holmes. Picked up by Victoria Price. Holmes tries to drive it, takes it in the lane, picks up the dribble. Now fades it off to Pyle. Pyle top the key, contested three, shot no good. Rebound, though, goes to Holmes for Pittsburgh State. Feeds it across the lane, shot off the mark, no good for Pyle. Offensive stick back this time, no good for Davila, and Emporia State finally ends up with the basketball. Katie Harina into front court, gives it off to Treasure Job on the wing left side. Treasure drives to the basket, gets underneath it, shoots it up, crawls off, no good. Rebound tipped out, goes to Pittsburgh State. 25-9, Pittsburgh State with the lead. This is Davis in the front court with a basketball. Drives on Treasure Job. Feeds it off in the lane to Holmes. Throws up a shot and missed it. Or Davila, excuse me. And the rebound to Emporia State. This is Harina in the front court with a basketball. Dribbles it top the key. Gives it off to Sydney Tinner. Looking to go down low. Nobody was there. Now gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure back to Sydney on the give and go. Layup good. She's fouled. Sydney Tinner will go to the line with the end one opportunity. Picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State will be Sydney Holmes, her first. First team foul here in the second quarter. Kylie Shear and Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State as Audrey Beatty and Treasure Job check out. Back into the lineup for Pittsburgh State returns Karina Gerber. Sydney Tinner, junior out of Amarillo, Texas, shoots the free throw, knocks it in. She has 3 points. She's the leading scorer for, or take that back, Treasure Job with five. 25-12 the score. Pittsburgh State with a lead. This is Gag. Kicks it out left side. Shot no good for Pittsburgh State. Emporia State with a rebound. Victoria Price into front court with a basketball. Top the key, it goes to Sydney Tinner. Sydney gives it off to Kylie Shear. Kylie now back out front. Faith Paramore dribbles it once. Now tries to drive on the defense. Takes it to the baseline. Backing in the lane. Spinning to her right. Shoots it up and scores the bucket. Faith Paramore with four. 25-14, Emporia State down by 11. 7:09 to go here in the second quarter. There's a feed down low in traffic. Shot on the way too strong for Gerber. Battle for the rebound out of bounds to Pittsburgh State. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Shot clock gets reset to 20. And now there's, and they'll set the shot clock to 17. Pittsburgh State to play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds to Gerber. Gerber in the lane, driving to the basket. Shot is good. She was able to work between two defenders to get that basket to go. That gives her 6 points in the game. 27-14, Pittsburgh State. The biggest lead has been by 16. They lead here by 13. Kylie Shear gives it off Sydney Tinner. On the right side, gives it off to Kylie, or make that Katie Harina, who drives it right to the basket and scores. Katie Harina with four, 27-16. Hornets get a stop here and get it under double digits maybe. 6:24 to go here in the second quarter. Out front with a basketball. This is Schreiner. Free throw circle. Bounce pass goes to Gerber. Gerber kicks it on the wing left side to Schreiner. Schreiner now brings it back out front. Gives it off to Gag. She'll shoot the three and gets the friendly bounce. She has six and it makes it 30-16, Pittsburgh State. What a basketball brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Here's a three by Faith Paramore off the back iron, no good. There to rebound it for Pittsburgh State is Schreiner. She'll push it into front court, dishes it left side to Holmes. She'll shoot the three. It's off the back iron, no good, long rebound. Victoria Price comes up with it, working against Gag. Picks up the dribble, gives it off. Faith Paramore just right of the free throw circle, 3-point stripe. Now back out front, they go to Katie Harina, to Sydney Tinner, looking to go back door, and we're going to have a folding penalty called on Grace Pyle as Kylie Shear tried to make a cut towards the basket. That'll be the first personal foul on Grace Pyle, second team foul on Pittsburgh State. Audrey Beatty, Elena Hartman, and Treasure Joe back into the Emporia State lineup. Katie Harina, Faith Paramore, and Sydney Tinner sit down. Treasure to play the ball and bounds on the baseline. Just left of the basket. Plays it into Audrey Beatty. Lost the dribble. Gets knocked away from her. Last touch by Pittsburgh State. So Emporia State keeps the basketball. 30-16, Pittsburgh State. 5:18 to play, second quarter. Treasure Joe began to play the ball in bounds. almost in the corner. Plays it into Audrey Beatty. Gives it back to Treasure. Treasure top the key. Elena Hartman drives in the lane to the basket. Shot too strong off the glass, and the rebound to Pittsburgh State's Grace Pyle. Pyle gets it across the timeline. Schreiner down low in the paint. Gets it inside to Gerber. Her shot is good. Not real tough right there. Gerber makes it look easy. 16-point lead once again for Pittsburgh State at 32-16 with 4:50 to go here in the second quarter. Treasure Job with the basketball. Left of the free throw circle, Elena Hartman. Back top the key, it goes to Audrey Beatty. Back to Elena Hartman. Not much movement away from the ball for Emporia State. Here's Treasure Job with the basketball. Gives it off to Elena Hartman, trying to drive. Path cut off that time by Gerber. Gets it in the paint. Shot blocked, but a foul's going to be called on Karina Gerber. And this will put Elena Hartman at the free throw line out of the media timeout. 4:28 to play, second quarter. 32-16, Pittsburgh State with a lead. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
All the top guns, the masters of disaster. When creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:28 to play here in the first half. Emporia State trailing 32-16. This equals the biggest lead for Pittsburgh State at 16 points. At the free throw line for Emporia State will be Elena Hartman, the 5'10 sophomore out of Spearfield, knocks down the first free throw. She missed last week's games out with an illness. Second free throw is also good for Elena Hartman. Substitution for Pittsburgh State, Savannah Campbell will check in. Setting down for the Gorillas will be Karina Gerber. 32-18, Pittsburgh State. Harper Schreiner brings the ball into front court for Pitt State. Bounce pass top the free throw circle. Gerber almost lost it, working against Victoria Price. Now gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner working out high, drives on the towards the baseline. Now takes it back out on the wing right side. Shot clock down to 12, asking for a screen. Now she'll get it, and she'll shoot it up from 15. Missed the shot, but the rebound goes to a crashing Pittsburgh State. Aaron Davis, here's a shot that's off the mark. No good for Pittsburgh State. Trying to bat the ball back in for a rebound will be Pittsburgh State's Harper Schreiner, and the ball hits the backboard on the backside, and Emporia State will get the basketball. Treasure Joe walks it across the timeline, has it free throw circle, takes it now right wing, goes down low, Elena Hartman in traffic, puts up the guarded shot, and shot rims out, rebound out of bounds. They'll give it to Pittsburgh State. They say Katie Harina was the last one to touch it. Her hand was one of six that were in there, and it looked like maybe one of the other hands that belonged to a couple of Pittsburgh State players may have been the last one to touch it. But I didn't have a view right underneath the basket. 3.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Free throw line jumper off the mark. No good for Pittsburgh State. Rebound to the Hornets. Treasure Job trying to drive in the lane. Gets it knocked away. Pittsburgh State gets a steal. They feed it up the floor to Schreiner. Schreiner down the lane. Dishes it off in the paint. Gets deflected out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Savannah Campbell, and Emporia State will get the basketball. Campbell, a freshman out of Rolla, Missouri. Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. 32-18, Pittsburgh State with a lead. 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Treasure or Emporia State with a basketball. Andre Beatty for three. Missed it. Rebound. Battled for. Corralled by Harper Schreiner. She was able to knock it away from Victoria Price. And the front court pile from the free throw line. Now dishes it out to Gag. Her three-pointer is good. Timeout Emporia State. Tristan Gag knocks down a three-pointer. She has nine, and the Gorilla lead is now 35-18. It's a 17-point lead, their biggest of the ball game. Timeout comes with 2:40 to play here in the second quarter. What a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Well, this has been a rough first half. Emporia State trailed 23-9 at the end of the first quarter here in the second quarter. They're being outscored 12-9, so it's been a little closer. But the Lady Hornets are only shooting 30% here in the second quarter. Pittsburgh State shooting 33%. So both teams have cooled off a little bit. Not that Emporia State was steaming up the nets in the first quarter. Scorer's table has a question for referee Rich Brewer. They seem to be resolved. Emporia State will have the ball, trailing by 17, 35-18, with 2:37 to play in this first half. Elena Harmon, right wing three. That's off the back rim. No good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Erin Davis with it. She'll push it into front court. Now they work it right side. Grace Pyle drives in the lane. Has her path cut off. Kicks it off to Schreiner. Now back to Pyle. Now gives it along the baseline. Nice feed to Savannah Campbell, who finishes at the rim. Pittsburgh State with a nice job of dissecting the defense that time. Found the open player, and they capitalize. They lead it 37-18. 19-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Victoria Price way over on the wing left side. Drives in the lane to the basket. Layup. Crawls off. No good. Unable to capitalize on what looks to be an easy layup, but just a little too much on it. Here's a three that's off the back iron. No good for Pyle. Rebound to Victoria Price, and she'll push it into front court. Tacks in the rim. This reverse layup. No good. Rebound. Katie Harina. Stick back is good for Katie. Katie was six. She's a leading scorer for Emporia State. It's 37-20. Pittsburgh State has the basketball. This is Schreiner. Gives it off to Gag. Almost lost it. Able to get the ball back. Being guarded by Victoria Price. We're working off a screen now, and they're going to call a foul on Emporia State. I'm not sure there was one. They'll call the foul on Victoria Price. It'll be ball out of bounds for Pittsburgh State. Sydney Tinner and Faith Paramore check back in. Elena Hartman and Audrey Beatty's check out. Checking in for Pittsburgh State will be Jenna Shipley. Checking out will be Tristan Gag. Pittsburgh State to play it inbounds right of the basket. They'll play it inbounds on the wing right side to Shipley. Skips it across the floor to Schreiner. She'll shoot the three. Nails it. Harper Schreiner with 13. And it's 40-20. It's a 20-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Treasure Job across the timeline. Free throw circle to the rim. Layup is off, no good. Rebound. Katie Harina came up with it. And battle for the ball along the baseline. Out of bounds. The ball is touched. And they will give the ball to Emporia State. I believe Savannah Campbell was the one who was touching it while out of bounds. Cindy Holmes checks back in for Pittsburgh State, replacing Grace Pyle. Emporia State to play the ball in bounds. Treasure Joe lobs it in to Sydney Tinner. Sydney lets the defense sag on her, and they fall off, and they let the lane to the basket open, and Sydney lays it up and in. She has five. 40-22, Pittsburgh State. This is Schreiner with the basketball. Tries to lob it in the paint. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Tried to feed it inside to Campbell, and Campbell got shielded off by Sydney Tinner. Down to 25 seconds to go in the first half. 40-22, Pittsburgh State up by 18. Treasure Jobe, middle of the floor, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Working on her defensively is Aaron Davis. Now down to 10 seconds. Faith Paramore sets a screen for Treasure. Kicks it out to Faith Paramore. Tap the key for three. Yes! A hair crafter's three for Faith Paramore right before the buzzer goes off. And Emporia State gets maybe, hopefully, the basket that they need that might get them ignited for the second half. They trail it 40-25 at halftime. We'll be back with our Long Bite Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone, with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party, with banquet rooms for events big or small, for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX, Emporia.
39-25, our score at halftime. Emporia State trailing the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. And this is a game that got off to a really slow start for Emporia State. They trailed at the end of the first quarter 23-9, and they never have recovered after the slow start. Emporia State going with a different lineup tonight and a different way of trying to slow down the game. And Emporia State has given up 39 points in the first half. They started Audrey Beatty and Mary Lakes, hoping that maybe they could control the tempo of this game, but Pittsburgh State just knocking down shots, and Emporia State just didn't get very good looks at the basket, and they were one time just only had taken 10 shots, and they were 4 for 10 in the first quarter. Second quarter, things got a little bit better for them, as in the second quarter, they were 6 of 17. The percentage is not any better, but they made a few more and took a few more shots. But they continue to struggle to make baskets, which has really been the Achilles heel for Emporia State all season long. You go back to even when they were 9-1 on the season. Making baskets was a challenge. The thing that was good for them during that first 10 games of the regular season was their defense. Their defense was superb. Since the Christmas break, that defense hasn't always been there for Emporia State, and making shots has continued to be a ailment that Emporia State hasn't been able to find a solution to, or they don't have a remedy for so far this season. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Look at the individual numbers first. Harper Schreiner, very impressive here to start the game. She has 13 points to lead Pittsburgh State in all scores. She is 3-for-4 from beyond the arc and 5-of-8 shooting the ball. Coming into this game, Harper Schreiner had made only 7 3-point field goals, and she's made 3 of them here tonight. Emporia State slapped backing off on her, and she took advantage of the open threes, and she's knocked them down. 8 points each for Karina Gerber and Tristan Gag, who is 2-for-3 from beyond the arc. 4 points for Sydney Holmes. 2 points each for Alba Lozano Davila and Savannah Campbell. Also Grace Pyle with 2 points. For Emporia State, they're being led by Faith Paramore with 7 points. 5 each for Sydney Tenner and Treasure Job. 6 for Katie Harina. And 2 points for Elena Hartman, Audrey Beatty, Mary Lakes have played but not scored. Victoria Price has not scored in this first half. And Kylie Shearer saw a little bit of playing time. She did not score in the first half. Looking at the team numbers for Pittsburgh State, 15 of 35 from the floor for 43%. 5 of 12 beyond the arc, 41%. 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Emporia State, 10 of 27 from the floor for 37%, 2 of 8 beyond the arc for 25%, and 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Pittsburgh State winning the rebounding battle, 21 to 17. Leading rebounder is Alba Lozano Davila with 4. Emporia State's leading rebounder, Faith Paramore, with 5. Victoria Price with 4. Emporia State with only 3 offensive boards. Pittsburgh State with 6. Emporia State has never led in this contest. Pittsburgh State scored the first 9 points in the game, and Emporia State has never had an answer. Emporia State scoring 3 points off of 3 turnovers for Pittsburgh State. Emporia State turned the ball over 8 times. Pittsburgh State scored 6 points off those turnovers. In the paint, Pittsburgh State has outscored Emporia State 16-12. Second chance opportunities, both teams with 4 points. On fast break opportunities, Pittsburgh has outscored Emporia State 4-2, but Emporia State's bench has outscored Pittsburgh State's bench 15-8. But Emporia State trailing 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. They again outscored 17-16 in the second quarter. Things a little bit closer, but when you're trailing by 13 going into the second quarter, playing within 2 in the second playing them within 2 in that second quarter doesn't help out a lot, as Emporia State trails it here at halftime by 14, 39-25. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch sticks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
Williams Automotive. The road is calling.
Road trip!
If you and your family plan to hit the road this season, be sure to schedule your vehicle maintenance first with Williams Automotive. One call to Williams Automotive can save you a lot of worries from hundreds of miles away. Oil changes, alignment, brakes, and tires. Everything you need to keep your car cruising. Don't push your luck. Get your vehicle into Williams Automotive before your next adventure. 3105 West 6th Avenue. And let their crew keep you on the road with confidence.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
39-25, our score at halftime. Pittsburgh State with a lead over Emporia State. Other games going on tonight in the MIAA at halftime. It is Northeastern State leading Lincoln 29-28. Also at the half, Northwest Missouri State leading Central Oklahoma 42-21. That game being played in Maryville. Central Missouri leading Rogers State at the half, 24-15. That game being played in Claremore, Oklahoma. Missouri Southern is leading at Washburn, 41-29. That game being played in Topeka. There were last night in MIAA play, it was Washburn hosting Newman. And in that contest, it was Newman playing at Missouri Western. Newman was at Missouri Western. And Missouri Western won that game 97-49. That victory by Missouri Western put Emporia State and Northwest Missouri State into the MIAA tournament. Both are tied for the seventh place spot. But looking at the scoreboard right now, tonight, Northwest Missouri State might take over that number seven spot. And Emporia State could, if things don't go their way, could end up maybe even in the number 10 spot. But they hopefully they might be able to come away with a stronger second half. Pittsburgh State already out of the locker room. They feel like they don't have to make many changes as they dominated that first half of action. Here Emporia State trails it 39-25. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Shoal Construction does windows and entry doors. Shoal Construction offers Provia windows and entry doors with a double lifetime transferable warranty. Shoal installs Provia professional grade windows with options such as real wood interior. Shoal installs Provia's fiberglass or steel entry doors, which are a complete entry system. Shoal Construction has financing available for easy monthly payments. When it's time for new windows or entry doors, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
39-25, our scorer, Pittsburgh State leading Emporia State at halftime. Earlier today, Emporia State announced their latest Hall of Honor class that includes All-Americans, national champions, school and world record holders, a professional coach, and a world leader in sports education. The newest members for the Athletic Hall of Honor will be Marcella Bayon, who played tennis from 2004 to 2008. She was a seven-time All-MIAA player and the Freshman of the Year in 2005. She helped lead Emporia State to a MIAA championship and to the regional tournament. Josh Honeycutt, a track and field athlete who was a national champion in the indoor triple jump. Angela Mahan, who played on the Emporia State softball team from 2008 to 2011. Rainer Martins, who played baseball but is the president and founder of the Human Kinetics, the world's largest publisher of information about sports sciences, physical education, sports and fitness, and founded the American Sports Education Program. Laura Mayo, a national champion in the hammer throw for Emporia State, a record she held for 23 years until this last year. Lance Nichols, who played basketball and football or baseball at Emporia State, later went on to play minor league baseball, made it to the AAA level, and also managed professionally for the Expos, Cardinals, and Orioles, and made it all the way up to the AAA level, and the 1936 men's track and field distance medley relay team that set a world record at the KU relays in 1936. Deward Cromes, Norman Rhodes, Paul Bridges, and Archie San Romani were part of that relay. Second half is just around the corner. Hornets trail at 39-25. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longpineauto.com. Now, stay tuned for the second half.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
McKenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years. The methods and techniques have changed over the years, but their commitment to quality and customer service hasn't. When you find yourself needing professional service, call McKenzie Pest Control, serving communities throughout East Central Kansas. McKenzie Pest Control, pest free, the best it can be.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
39-25 our score as we get set for the second half. Pittsburgh State will have the ball. They'll go with Harper Schreiner along with Aaron Davis, Tristan Gagg, Karina Gerber, and Grace Pyle. This is Schreiner. Kicks it left of the free throw circle. Gives it off to Davis. Now to Schreiner for a three. This one off the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound to Grace Pyle. Stick back is no good. She gets her own rebound and gets it out to Davis. Davis, she'll shoot a three. This one's good. Three opportunities to score that time by Pittsburgh State. And they got a three-pointer out of it. Emporia State just got outworked. 42-25. Treasure Job with the basketball. Goes from right to left. She'll shoot the 15-footer. That one's off the mark. Hit the far side of the rim, and the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Pushing the ball up the floor will be Tristan Gagg. Gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner working on the wing left. Lobs it lane line to Gerber. Gerber in the paint, working against Audrey Beatty. Missed the layup, and the rebound goes to Audrey Beatty. They're going to call a foul on Audrey. Said got Schreiner upside the head. And Audrey picks up her second personal foul. First team foul on Emporia State, and this will put Schreiner at the free throw line. For the first time, or excuse me, make that Gerber at the free throw line, where she was 4-for-4 in the first half, misses the first one. That's Gerber who got fouled, not Schreiner. Gerber. 42-25, Pittsburgh State. Second free throw also rims out. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore for Emporia State. Faith into front court, gives it off Treasure Job on the wing right side. Treasure. Gives it back to Faith Paramore on the wing right side. Drives it in from 15. Shot left. It's short. That's been kind of the story all season long. Shots left short at the other end. Running to the basket. Layup but good is for Grace Pyle. Timeout Emporia State. And Coach Toby Wynn seeing if he can't find the right buttons to push to get this team going in the right direction. And everything he tries seems to go the other direction. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Earlier today, Emporia State baseball team opened up MIAA action. A close one as they were at Northeastern State. Northeastern State won the game by a score of 2-1. Both teams had five hits. Emporia State committed one error. Hornets scored their run in the first inning. Northeastern tied it in the seventh or fifth and took the lead in the sixth. Emporia State in the seventh inning had the bases loaded and two outs and a diving catch in the outfield by a Northeastern outfielder saved a bases clearing extra base hit. And the Hornets just couldn't find another way to get it back on track. The same two teams will play again tomorrow. They'll also play on Saturday. The reason they moved up that series, there's a big threat of rain on Sunday. 44-25. Pittsburgh State with a lead on Emporia State. 19-point advantage for the Gorillas. Across the timeline, Emporia State with a basketball out of the timeout. Top the key, it goes to Audrey Beatty. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure trying to work around a screen. Gives it back down to Aubrey Beatty on the pick and roll, and the layup is good for Audrey. Audrey with her first basket of the ball game. You like that play. Simple pick and roll. Here's a feed down low to Gerber, working against Faith Paramore. Spins, shoots, and scores. Nice little move in the lane by Karina Gerber. That gives her 10 points in the game. She becomes the second gorilla to score double figure points. Harper Schreiner had 13 in the first half. Out front, Audrey Beatty. Try to go inside to Treasure Joe. Pass gets taken away from her. Gerber at the other end kicks it out left side, driving in the paint with a basketball. That'll be Pyle, and she'll give it off on the baseline to Schreiner, who shoots it up from 10 feet away and scores the bucket. She has 15, and Pittsburgh State running like a well-oiled machine right now. It's 48-27, 21-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Victoria Price down the lane to the rim. Bad layup and just bricked it off the backboard, and the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. They'll lob it up the floor to Davis. Davis to the paint. Wraparound pass gives it off to Gerber, and Gerber gets the easy lay-in. 50-27, Pittsburgh State. 7:05 to go here in the third quarter. Hornet basketball being brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Three-point shot off the mark for Faith Paramore. Emporia State ends up with the basketball. Now Treasure Job puts up a three, and that draws nothing but air. Rebound to Pittsburgh State, quickly into front court. Davis in the lane. Stops from five, shoots it up, missed it. Rebound, Faith Paramore has it knocked away from her, but the ball goes out of bounds. Lunch touch by Aaron Davis. Katie Harina, Elena Hartman, Kylie Shear will check in for Emporia State. Sydney Tinner, Audrey Beatty, and Victoria Price will sit down. Checking in for Pittsburgh State will be Emma Martin, a sophomore out of Mountain Home, Arkansas. She will take the place of Harper Schreiner. 50-27, Pittsburgh State. 6:31 to play in the third quarter. Treasure Joe gives it off to Faith Paramore. Tries to drive from behind the free throw line. Shot up and no good. Rebound tipped out. Going for the loose basketball. We're going to have a scrum for it, and we'll get a jump ball. Alternate possession to Emporia State. 50-27, Pittsburgh State. Katie Harper, or correction, Katie Harina, will play the ball inbounds for Emporia State. Plays it into Treasure Job. Treasure working from left to right, free throw circle. Try to give it off to Faith Paramore, and it gets intercepted by Tristan Gag, and Tristan travels with it, and turnover gives it back to Emporia State. Emporia State has turned the ball over 9 times in this game. Pittsburgh State, that's only their fourth. This is Treasure Job with the basketball. Kicks it off. Faith Paramore, left wing three. That one's off the side of the rim. No good. Long rebound goes to Davis. Davis will push it in the front court. Drives to the basket. Throws up a shot. Missed it badly. Rebound to Faith Paramore. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure will push it into front court. Has it on the wing right side. Bulls by the defense. Gets it in the paint. Gets her shot blocked by Tristan Gag. Here comes Pittsburgh State the other way. Aaron Davis has the left side in the paint. The feed goes to Martin. Her shot is good. 52-27, Pittsburgh State. As the Gorillas are running away and hiding from the Lady Hornets. Here's Treasure Job. Right to the basket. Layup is good. Treasure was 7. That's only her third made basket of this basketball game. Nothing close to what we saw last Thursday at Central Missouri. From the free throw line, shot is up, no good for Gerber, and the rebound to Emporia State's Elena Hartman. Elena into front court with a basketball. Picked up defensively by Martin. Has it on the wing left side, waiting for a screen from Faith Paramore. Drives, gets underneath the basket, and they're going to call a block foul on Pittsburgh State's Karina Gerber. That'll be her third personal foul, second team foul on the Gorillas here in the third quarter. 4:51 to play in the third quarter. 52-29. Pittsburgh State with a lead. That takes us to our media timeout. Hornet basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
When you want to give a gift that expresses your love and admiration, the last thing you want to do is buy something that is mass-produced and basic. This is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we want to make your next gift of jewelry your best gift yet. With our in-house jeweler and computer-aided design, we can make exactly what you've been dreaming about. Call us today to make an appointment at 342-3899. Carrie's Diamonds, our difference is you.
Did you know that Bungie operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bungie provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bungie North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
52-32 now the score. Macy Smith checks in and she knocks down a three-point basket on the inbounds play out of the timeout. And Macy Smith, the sophomore out of Volpe, has her first basket of the ball game, and it makes it a 20-point deficit, 52-32. Ball gets tossed out of bounds. Pittsburgh State keeping control of it as it was deflected out of bounds by the Lady Hornets. Working left side, Emma Martin. Now they work it back out front to Gag. Now skips it back to Martin. Lobs it down low. They try to get it inside to Gerber, and we're going to get a tie-up. Elena Hartman going after the loose basketball along with a player from Pittsburgh State. It looked like Gerber was the one who was going after it as well. Alternate possession this time puts it in the hands of Pittsburgh State. 8 seconds on the shot clock for Pittsburgh State. They'll play it into Gerber. Our correction, make that Gag. Now they give it off to Schreiner. Shot missed everything. We'll have a shot clock violation on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. 52-32. Pittsburgh State on top. Macy Smith into front court for Emporia State. Looking for a spark. Macy swings to the left side. Elena Harmon back to Macy on the wing right side. Macy gets a screen from Sydney Tinner. Tries to drive. Gives it to Sydney in the free throw lane. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Gives it off to Macy Smith with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Macy from just behind the free throw line. Shot bounces off. No good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Sydney Holmes. Gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner into front court. Gives it off to Gag. Gag trying to drive with it. Ooh, she may have dragged her pivot foot. They go down low to Gerber. Gerber working against Sydney Tinner. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. And Emporia State will head the other way, trailing by 20. 52-32 with 3:28 to play here in the third quarter. This is Elena Hartman. Gives it off to Macy Smith. Macy Smith working on the wing right side. Has a free throw circle. Now gives it off to Kylie Shear with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Sydney Tinner trying to set a screen. Now Kylie Shear, shot missing, no good. Rebound goes to Katie Harina. Her put back, no good. And the rebound to Sydney Holmes for Pittsburgh State. Gives it off to Schreiner. Schreiner back out front. It goes to Emma Martin. Martin gives it off to Schreiner. Free throw circle. Holmes kicks it back out to Schreiner. Left side to Martin. She'll shoot a three. Left it short. Rebound, Macy Smith comes up with it. What a basketball being brought to you by Carrie's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Kylie Shear working left side, top the free throw circle. Sydney Tinner now gives it off to Katie Harina. Katie tried to drive, being double teamed, gives it off to Elena Hartman with 9 seconds on the shot clock. A little confusion now. Here's 4 seconds on the shot clock. Macy Smith, she'll shoot the three. Rims out, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Lob it up the floor. Schreiner at the other end. Layup goes down for Harper Schreiner with 17. Emporia State works and works and works. Can't get a shot to go down. Pittsburgh State gets an easy layup at the other end. Down to 2:04 to play third quarter. 54-32. Pittsburgh State up by 22. This is Macy Smith. Trying to drive with it. Pass intended for Katie Hurney. Gets tipped, but Katie able to track it down. Katie working out front, top the free throw circle. Drives to the baseline. Throws up a bad shot. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Sydney Holmes. Here's Gag, left side. Schreiner goes inside to Gerber. Shot goes over the backboard. It'll go to Emporia State. Treasure Job, Victoria Price, and Faith Paramore check in for Emporia State. Kylie Shear, Katie Harina, and Elena Hartman will sit down. Pittsburgh State also makes a couple of substitutions. Savannah Campbell into the lineup for Pittsburgh State, along with Jenna Shipley. 54-32, Pittsburgh State up by 22. This is Victoria Price on the wing right side. Top the key, Faith Paramore. Faith on the wing right side. It goes to Macy Smith, now to Sydney Tenner. Dumps it inside to Faith Paramore from eight. Shot good. Faith Paramore, first basket of the second half. She has nine in the game. She's a leading scorer for Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Pittsburgh State working against the zone. Left side driving with it. Davis, nothing open there, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball. This foul is going to be called on Faith Paramore, and that will reset the shot clock to 20. Game clock showing 40 seconds to play in the quarter. Checking back into the Pittsburgh State lineup will be Grace Pyle, and checking out will be Harper Schreiner, I believe. Yes, that is the case. Pittsburgh State to play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it into Grace Pyle. Pyle trying to drive with it. Gives it off to Jenna Shipley. Now she gives it off to Davis. To Pyle on the right side. Gets taken away from her by Treasure Job. Treasure dishes it off. Macy Smith, left elbow three. Shot no good. Rebound Sydney Tenner. Tried to lob it out to Treasure Job. Basket's intercepted by Pittsburgh State. Skip pass to the left side of the floor to Davis. Tries to lob it down low. The ball gets knocked free. Sydney Tenner comes up with a basketball. They were able to strip it away from Savannah Campbell. Faith Paramore from just in front of the free throw line. Shot missed it. Rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. Put back. It's no good as it calls off. And we are through three quarters of basketball. Our scorer, Pittsburgh State 54, Emporia State 34. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch, sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
54-34. Pittsburgh State with the lead. The Lady Hornets shooting a shivering 29% for the game. They were 4 of 20 in that third quarter. That's 20%. Making shots has been a challenge all night long. Here's Treasure for three. She drains it. A Hare Crafters three. That gives her 10 points. Kalmar Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial. That's only the third made three of the game for Emporia State. Macy Smith has one, and Treasure Job has two. Trying to drive with the basketball, Grace Pyle, and they're going to call a travel on Pittsburgh State, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. 54-37 the score. Emporia State trailed 23-9 at the end of the first quarter, and they've never really recovered. They trailed 9-0, and they've never really recovered. Out front with it, Audrey Beatty. takes it to the left side, almost lost the dribble. Gives it off to Treasure Job, and it wasn't an easy pass. Treasure with the basketball, working left side, drives to the basket, puts up the shot, scores the bucket. Treasure Job with 12, makes it 54-39. Hornets applying a little bit of pressure in backcourt. Pittsburgh State gets it into front court, almost has it stolen away, but able to save it. It was Davis. Now they go in the deep left corner, right corner to Shipley, get it inside to Holmes. Her shot missing, rebound tipped out. It'll go out of bounds to Emporia State. Checking back into the Pittsburgh State lineup will be Tristan Gag. Also checking back in will be Harper Schreiner. Also checking back in will be Karina Gerber. Pittsburgh State getting their starting five back on the floor. 54-39, Pittsburgh State with a lead, 8:34 to play in this contest. Treasure Job across the timeline, gives it off to Katie Harina. Katie swings it left side, Audrey Beatty, top the key, it goes to Faith Paramore, now right side, Katie. To Treasure Job, driving to the basket, has her path cut off, now takes it in the paint, scoops it up, and it crawls off, no good, rebound to Pittsburgh State. Nice defense that time by Grace Pyle, not giving her an easy look at the basket. Schreiner brings it into front court, dishes it off to Gag, left side, top the key to Pyle. Now back to Schreiner, left side, now goes right side. Left open is Davis. Her three is no good. Rebound tipped down, and it's picked up by Katie Harina. Throws it up the floor, Treasure Job to Victoria Price with the left hand. From the left hand side is good. And Victoria Price with her first basket of the whole game makes it 54-41. This is Pyle in the deep left corner. Skips it across the floor to Schreiner. Back top the key goes to Gag. Gag from the free throw line. Floater up and good. Tristan Gag with a basket. And that gives her 10 points in the game. One of her threes in the first half, we thought was a three, was only a two. So she had 8 points at halftime. Here's a three that's off the mark for Victoria Price. And Emporia State continues to struggle. They're just 4 of 15 from the three-point stripe. 56-41. Here's a pass in the lane, knocked free by Faith Paramore. We're going to get a tie-up. Alternate possession, though, goes to Pittsburgh State. 7:03 to play in the game. 56-41, Pittsburgh State. Hornet basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Inbounds pass goes to Grace Pyle, and Grace lays it up and in. She has six. 58-41, Pittsburgh State. Here's Treasure Job with the basketball in the lane, spinning, shooting, missing. Rebound tipped out to Pittsburgh State. Tristan Gag comes up with the basketball. Bringing the ball across the timeline, Aaron Davis. Davis swings it on the wing right side in the hands of Schreiner. Back to Davis. Now back on the wing right side to Pyle. Pyle throws it into the third row, the student section across the way. Emporia State will get the basketball back. Sydney Tenner will check in for Emporia State, replacing Audrey Beatty. Here's Treasure Job with the basketball. Works it out front. Takes it left of the free throw circle. Gives it off to Sydney Tenner. Now skips it to Victoria Price, who makes a dart into the paint. Throws up a shot. Crawls off. No good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State's Harper Schreiner. Lobs it up the floor. Tristan Gag with a layup at the other end. She has 12, and it's 60-41. Emporia State down by 19 once again. Treasure Job across the timeline. Treasure to the basket. Layup. Good. Treasure Job with 14, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Emporia State coach Toby Wynn. It comes with 5:44 to play in the game. Hornets trailing 60-43. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
60-43. Pittsburgh State with a lead over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Pittsburgh State will have the ball out of the timeout. Emporia State is out of timeouts. Hornets will apply some backcourt pressure. This is Pyle. She'll get it into front court. Now they work it to Davis over on the wing left side. Back out front to Schreiner. Right side to Gag. Free throw circle to Pyle. Back out to Schreiner. Top the key. Drives to the free throw line. Gets it in the lane. Layup is good for Karina Gerber. Pittsburgh State now leads it 62-43. They made that offensive set look real easy to run. Treasure Job top the key. Elena Hartman open for three. Off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. This one goes to Pittsburgh State. Coming up with it was Gerber. Pittsburgh State comes the other way. Gay kicks it over on the wing left side to Davis. Top the key to Schreiner. Back to Davis on the wing left side. Back out front to Schreiner. Right side to Gay. Free throw circle goes to Pyle. Shot from the free throw line is good. And Grace Pyle with eight. And Pittsburgh State leads it by 21, 64-43. This is Treasure Job with the basketball, trying to work around a double screen. She'll shoot a three and hit it. A hair crafter's three for Treasure Job. That gives her 17. Well, the basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Treasure going for a steal, comes up empty. Pittsburgh State moving the ball around. Here's Davis driving the baseline. Nothing open there. Gets it in the lane. Gerber, and layup is good for Gerber. She has 16. Emporia State has no answer in the post right now defensively. 66-46, 20-point lead for Pittsburgh State, 4 minutes to play. Treasure Job in traffic, lobs it out to Victoria Price on the right side. She'll drive to the basket, goes up with a shot. She'll get fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Pittsburgh State. This will be Harper Schreiner. That is her first. Team foul number one on Pittsburgh State here in the fourth quarter. Checking in the lineup for Emporia State will be Audrey Beatty, and Pittsburgh State will make some substitutions as well. Alba Lozano-Davila checking into the lineup, along with Sydney Holmes. Free throw for Victoria Price is good. That's her third point of the ball game. She'll get a second free throw here. And the second free throw is good. If she had missed it, she would have got another opportunity. There was a lane violation on Pittsburgh State. Since she made it, they let it go. 66-48, Pittsburgh State with a lead as they beat the press in the front court. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. This is Schreiner. Left side to Shipley. Now they give it off to Davis. To Schreiner on the wing. Right side, tries to drive. Heads to the baseline. Throws up a shot as the shot clock goes off. Rebound gets tipped out. Treasure Job will push the ball into front court. Takes it right down the lane. Gives it off to Victoria Price, who has the layup from the right-hand side. Victoria Price with six, thanks to the great assist from Treasure Job. Pittsburgh State beats the press 66-50. Hornets now within 16. Free throw line jumper left it short. Did Holmes on the rebound. Emporia State. Katie Harina into front court. Driving to the basket. Gets past the defense. Layup at the other end is good by Katie. That gives her 8 points here in this ball game. Makes it 66-52. Emporia State within 14. Pittsburgh State beats the press. They lob it into front court to Shipley. Now they get it down along the baseline. This is Davila. Her shot missing. Battle for the rebound out of bounds. Last touched by Sydney Holmes of Pittsburgh State. And Emporia State will get the basketball back. Faith Paramore will check in for Emporia State, replacing Audrey Beatty. 66-52. Pittsburgh State with a lead by 14. Their biggest lead in this ballgame has been 25 at 52-37. Victoria Price has it on the wing left side, trying to drive with it. Now takes it to the left side, gives it off to Faith Paramore. Faith out about the three, needs some help, gives it off to Treasure Job. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure trying to drive, gets bumped to Faith Paramore. Left wing three, it's off the mark, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State, Jenna Shipley. And she'll throw it away as Emporia State pointing not a lot of pressure on in the backcourt. And a little hurried up that time, and the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State with 2 minutes to play. 66-52, Pittsburgh State. Treasure from the free throw line, extended left, shot off no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Harper Schreiner with the ball, lobs it into front court to Shipley. Shipley gives it off to Holmes. Now out front with the basketball, Aaron Davis. Right side, it goes to Schreiner, back out front to Davis. Davis left side to Shipley. Shipley back to Schreiner, free throw circle. They get it to Holmes. Holmes shot up and goes down. Sydney Holmes with six. Makes it 68-52, Pittsburgh State, down to a minute 24 to go. Treasure Job launches a three. Good. Here Crafters three for Treasure Job. That gives her 20 in the ball game. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. 68-55, Pittsburgh State with the lead and the basketball as they work against man-to-man scrambling pressure from Emporia State. Shot clock down to 8. Way out front with it, Schreiner. Lane line left, shot off the mark, no good for Holmes. The rebound, Emporia State. Katie Harina will push the ball into front court. Has it on the wing right side. Now takes it top the key, trying to work off a double screen. Now gives it out to Victoria Price, down to 20 seconds. Her three's good. Victoria Price knocks down a Hare Crafters three. That gives her 9. Makes it 68-58. Hornets within 10. Sydney Tinner steals the inbounds play to Victoria Price. Her layup is good. 11 points for Victoria Price. 68-60. Hornets within 8. 31 seconds to go. Pushing the ball up the floor will be Schreiner. Gives it off to Shipley. Shipley now gives it off to Darren Davis. 20 seconds on the shot clock. A differential of about 2 seconds. 68-60. The score right now, Pittsburgh State with the ball and the lead. Hornets are out of timeouts. That's the reason they couldn't call a timeout. Down to 9 seconds to go. They get it down low. Here's a layup that's good for Davila, and that gives her 4 points. And Emporia State will bring it across the timeline. Treasure Jones' three gets blocked, and that's going to be the ball game. Our final score tonight, Pittsburgh State 70, Emporia State 60. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers when we come back. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
John North Ford, a great deal better.
At John North Ford Service, the goal is to provide you with the quality, affordable service you expect and deserve. They service all makes and models with oil changes, batteries, tires, no matter what your needs. Call 343-1700 to schedule an appointment. John North Ford Service, 3002 West Highway 50, specializing in customer service.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and the electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
70-60, the final score. Pittsburgh State gets the victory. tonight over the Emporia State Hornets, and that final score doesn't really tell the whole story. That game was not as close as the final score indicates. As Pittsburgh State led from beginning to end, their biggest lead was by 25 points when they had a 52-27 lead with 6:07 to play in the third quarter, and Emporia State was playing catch-up all night long. They trailed 9-0 to start the game, and they never did catch up. They would trail 23-9 at the end of the first quarter. They were down 39-25 at halftime, trailed 54-34 at the end of three quarters, and ended up losing 70-60 in the contest. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for Pittsburgh State, they were led in scoring by Harper Schreiner with 17 points, 16 for Karina Gerber. Tristan Gagg finished with 12. 8 points for Grace Pyle, who also had a game-high 10 rebounds. 6 points for Sydney Holmes. 4 points for Alba Lozano-Davila. 2 points each for Savannah Campbell and Emma Martin. Emporia State tonight led by Treasure Job with 20 points. She was 8 for 21 from the floor, 4 of 6 from the 3-point stripe. She also had 7 assists, 11 points for Victoria Price, 9 points for Faith Paramore, who was 1 for 6 from beyond the arc, 8 points for Katie Harina, 4 of 6 shooting the ball from the floor, 5 points for Sydney Tinner, 2 points for Audrey Beatty, 3 points for Macy Smith, and 2 points for Elena Hartman. Looking at the team numbers, first out for Pittsburgh State, they were 30 of 65 from the floor for 46%, 6 of 16 beyond the arc for 37%, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line for 66%. Emporia State shot a frigid 37% from the floor, 24 of 65. As both teams took 65 shots, Pittsburgh State made 6 more field goals than did Emporia State. Emporia State was 7 of 22 from the 3-point stripe for 31%. They took 6 more 3-point shots but made just 1 more than Pittsburgh State. And Emporia State just 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Pittsburgh State was 4 of 6. Emporia State 71% at the charity stripe. Pittsburgh State wins the rebounding battle 41-36. Again, Emporia State's leading rebounder was 7 was Faith Paramore. Pittsburgh State's leading rebounder with 10 was Grace Pyle. Emporia State would turn the ball over 11 times in the ballgame. Pittsburgh State with 12. Off those turnovers, Pittsburgh State scored 8 points. Emporia State only scored 7. In the paint, Emporia State gets outscored 40-30. Second chance opportunities, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 7-4. Fast break opportunities, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 14-11. Emporia State never led in this game. Pittsburgh State jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the contest and never did look back. They led by as many as 25. Emporia State did get it to within 8 late in the ballgame, but as we mentioned, it was late in the ballgame. Again, Emporia State trailed 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. They trailed at halftime 39-25. They trailed going to the fourth quarter 54-34. Emporia State in that fourth quarter would outscore Pittsburgh State 26-16, but not near enough as they end up winning 60-70. With the loss, the Emporia State Lady Hornets fall to 13-14 on the season. They are 8-13 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State improves to 21-6 on the season. They are 16-5. In the MIAA. Again, our final score tonight, Pittsburgh State 70, Emporia State 60. When we come back, we'll sit down and we'll visit with Emporia State men's basketball coach Craig Doty before tonight's men's contest between Emporia State and Pittsburgh State. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longbine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for